Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, good morning, Lance. Welcome in, everybody. Here we are, 3 days in a row. It is Tuesday, August 25th. Jimmy and I are starting an editorial right now. I want to apologize. We're a little bit late. We're a little bit late because Big Al spilled coffee all over his desk. Anyway, having said that, I want to talk about three things this morning with Jim McKinney. Number one, I want to talk a little bit about Biden's speech yesterday that was covered on CNN. I want to talk a little bit about Gavin Newsom and what's going on in California. And, of course, I want to talk about the Supreme Court decision. Jimmy, let's start out with the Supreme Court decision. Mexicans now have to stay in Mexico before they can be processed into the United States. It would appear, and this is only an opinion on my part, sir, it would appear that the executive office is not going to abide by that ruling. Any comments on that?
Well, this Biden administration has just already ignored orders by the courts and just continued pushing on a number of areas on rent control issues, on keeping people in homes that weren't paying their rent. There's a couple of other areas where they're just ignoring the courts because they're basically a tyrannical leadership. But this 6-3 decision, which is really hard to believe that even three of the judges could support, even vote to allow the asylum seekers to stay in the United States based on existing law, is overwhelming, stressing the point. Now, let's see what happens with this administration, if they could try some other angle, as they have with so many other areas, to circumvent the actual laws of the United States. But, if in fact it works, it's a Trump-era order that actually very significantly helped the United States quell the border problems. And unfortunately, right now, this administration has no agenda in helping protect the sovereignty of the United States. They are actually selling out America on multiple areas.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Biden's speech. I want to talk a little bit about what I understood him to say is that he got us out of the worst recession that the United States has ever been in. That's a bit of a true statement in the sense, but it's totally misleading. COVID basically put us in an incredibly bad situation economically. And for him to take credit for something that was already begun, strong economic growth did begin to occur under then-President Donald Trump. And now Biden is saying, taking all the credit for that. That's despicable, in my opinion. I'm glad to see that we're doing better, but I hate to see misrepresentation like that. You're on, Jimmy.
Well, everything that comes out of this administration's mouth right now is spin. It's attempting to manipulate people in order to gain some sort of credibility. The United States was doing fantastic before COVID hit because of the draconian lockdowns by actual actors inside the U.S. government that were trying to influence outcomes, people like Anthony Fauci, big pharmaceuticals, big corporate globalists trying to sell a product to the United States. We got stuck into this over a period of time. Biden has extended those issues. We have not seen the result of a Biden budget. Biden has done nothing to help this economy except for increased supply chain problems and potentially cause significant inflation with his policies. And we haven't even seen the beginning of what will happen if he continues down this road with the latest budgets and these massive deficits that he's developing in order to give away free stuff.
Well, it is really kind of interesting. Let's flip over to the Taliban. You know, I watched Jen yesterday interact with a reporter. I have to give her credit. She is a very, very aggressive woman. And given the situation that she is in, given the party that she is paid to support, I have to say she's the exact person for the job. She pisses me off, but she's very quick on her feet. She interacted with a reporter basically saying that he wasn't telling the truth, etc., etc. Give us your opinion, Jimmy, if you would, as to what the current executive office is doing to get people out of Afghanistan.
Well, they're actually removing U.S. forces right now from Afghanistan. And Jen Psaki actually yesterday, or in a meeting yet, or in discussions yesterday, admitted that maybe not all Americans were able to get out. And that they may not, because they're following the Taliban rule and they're negotiating and allowing the Taliban to go forward. This is not, they have lied so much and so directly to the American people. Oh, look over here. This is a great success. Wait a second. Complete unequivocal failure in planning and tactical support and strategic vision and negotiating with probably the most organized, coordinated, and now best armed terrorist organization in the world, besides Communist China, the Communist Chinese People's Liberation Army.
Right.
But these manipulations are going to continue to come back and haunt them. Just like Joe Biden said a month ago that the Taliban would not take Kabul. Look, we're going to have, as soon as the United States pulls out, the Taliban are going to shut down communications, and they're going to go on, they're going to have to crush dissent to stay in power. Too many people in those major urban areas have a taste and have not lived under the Taliban for 19 years. They've got a taste of freedom, and they're going to start standing up. They will not take it, and the Taliban will have to crush that dissent.
You know, the future is really going to bring some interesting things. That's obviously one of them, the executive office refusing to abide by a decision of the Supreme Court is obviously another one. I think the situation, which we haven't really discussed yet, but I want to get into it very quickly, in California is going to be very, very interesting. Gavin Newsom stands a great chance of being pulled from office. And I have to say, I watched the gentleman who may be able to do that, the African-American who was born in East L.A., who the progressives claim is simply a mouthpiece for the white supremacists. He could very easily be responsible for Newsom being jerked from the office, which I think he should. What are your comments, Jimmy?
So the way the ballot works, I believe, is there's a vote. Should he be recalled? Should Gavin Newsom and the governor be recalled? And the second one is, who would you vote for to support him? There are over 30 candidates that are on that list. Larry Elder right now has the advantage. Liberal leftist ideologues and Democratic Party members are doing everything they can to smear a guy that grew up in South Central LA in the hood and became a conservative and is trying to do better for America and for his state. And I think it's despicable that the Democratic Party is willing to go so low. But the problem is they are absolutely desperate. If California, if Newsom gets recalled and Larry Elder or a conservative wins that election, and they're doing everything they can to try to keep that from happening, that will show exactly how weak the Democratic Party is, what the policies, the propaganda, and all the ridiculousness is out there against them. So they're going to have to do one of two things. They're going to have to cheat, or they're going to have to succumb. And if they can't, because at this point, there's so many people that are just frustrated with what's happening in California. They are separating the rich from the poor. They're putting more people in the poorhouse. The homeless situation is absolutely disgusting. The regulatory environment is terrible. They've put absolutely unachievable goals on, you know, renewables by 2030. This is all impossible for them to achieve. And but they're trying to pull it over. And I don't see how people can continue to listen or support it unless they cheat.
I happen to agree with that. I mean, California is really, really in despicable condition. And that is, in my opinion, simply common sense and nothing else. I find it amazing the lack of common sense that's occurring in our country right now. Jimmy, we're up to 9 minutes and 14 seconds. I want to give you the final word, bud.
It is really, really disturbing to hear the extremists on the left continue to argue and support and fight for these policies that are destructive to their own interests. Labor union leaders, not the union members, but union leaders, teachers union leaders, people that are exporting jobs and supporting immigration policy that undermine jobs in America. It's very hard for me to see how people could be so ignorant and so emotionally driven to make these things. It's just got to come down to some sort of hate and psychosis the Democratic Party instilled on American people through propaganda over the last couple of decades that is coming to a head right now. And Americans have to stand up and stop it, or we're doomed.
Well, let's see how it works out. Time will tell. Again, Jimmy and I, if anything comes up here during the rest of the day, it's about 9:45 here on the West Coast, I will do another editorial probably this evening. Whenever it's convenient for Lieutenant Colonel retired McKinney, we'll do it. Thanks, Jim.
As always, Al.